It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The state has opened the first of six mass community COVID vaccination sites. Governor Polis was at the opening of the Broadmoor World Arena site in Colorado Springs. He says each of the vaccination sites should start providing about 2,000 shots per day.
I expect they'll be running at pretty close to full capacity for April and May, about 2 months. And during those 2 months, really everybody who wants the vaccine will be able to get it by the end of May.
A second site has opened at the Grand Junction Convention Center. Others will open in Adams, Pueblo, Larimer, and Denver counties over the next couple of weeks. Child care centers in Mesa County have seen an increase in gastrointestinal illness. CPR's Dina Sieg says it could be norovirus.
Mesa County Public Health says symptoms of the illness are consistent with norovirus, which is highly contagious. It can cause vomiting and diarrhea and is resistant to some hand sanitizers. The outbreaks are mainly in child care centers, but a few cases have also popped up in local elementary and middle schools. A large suspected norovirus outbreak closed down the area's biggest school district in 2019. More than 20,000 students were out of classes for a week. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Colorado's Capitol building may get a permanent 6-foot fence around it. The fence would not cut off doorways or the Capitol steps, according to the Denver Post. The fence is a response to vandalism during Black Lives Matter protests last year. Officials say it cost more than $1 million to remove spray paint and clean up the grounds. It's not clear when the fence would go up. Rocky Mountain National Park had to close its campsite reservation system after a flood of people tried to make reservations. Permits will be available again today, and the Park Service says they're working to fix bugs on the reservation site. The permits are for overnight backcountry camping from July to October, not for car camping or for park entrance fees. It's going to be a sunny day across the state with temperatures getting warmer toward the end of the week. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.